regarding CCB, Construction Contractor Board license exemption if you have a landscape contract license. And then a new section 24 and 26, and this is a bill that has passed the House, but the provisions were put into this bill for this conference committee consideration, that authorized establishing a landscape business or a business that provides landscape architect services if it's operated in conjunction with a primary use of property. So this is a land use change, would be a conditional use that could be used in, could be occur in a exclusive farm. And Mr. Chair, counties and LCDC are aware of that amendment and have not had any problem either when it was in the House or in this version of the bill. There is a minimal, we don't have an official impact statement for the conference committee amendments, but both bills had a minimal fiscal impact, so that's what the agency and I would say that it has. So minimal, if any, fiscal impact.
Thank you, Janet. Mike, could I have you come up and Bill Cross come up? And
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a question for Ms. Atkins. The language related to continuing education and professional standards that is being stricken from the bill.
Mr. Chair, that those provisions were in the House, the version of 2069 that passed the House, 2069A, and the Senate committee and the Senate, full Senate, removed those provisions.
Okay. I would like to hear what would be the impact of removing that language and also why that language was removed. And Ms. Atkins, if you could show me where in the bill, what lines?
If you need the A and gross.
The A and gross. Okay.
Senator, I can help on part of that since it came through my committee. Is that that was those were new provisions that were added in the House version, and when it came over to the Senate, and Mr. Cross can comment on that as well. The members of my committee did not want to include those. And so they were deleted in order to move the bill. I think, as I recall, that was the issue there. But I think someone here might want to comment on that, but that's what they wanted, those provisions deleted, and wouldn't move the bill without it. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator.
Mm-hmm. Why don't, Mike, why don't we start with you, and you can just go down through the bill.
Okay, Chair Brown and members of the committee, I sure appreciate your willingness to hear this and your patience with this bill. It's been through many different versions, and so we're glad to have you hear it for us. The bill is basically now a housekeeping-type bill. It started out with some other provisions to allow landscape contractors to do some subcontracting work. It also had a provision in the bill originally to have the board do continuing education and the code of ethics, and those two provisions have now been removed from the bill. We're after allowing the board to put an inactive status on licenses. We don't have that ability now in statutes. We are after allowing the bonding increase for landscaping businesses. It's currently now at $3,000. It's been that way since 1973, and so we've asked for a stepped increase in the bond to increase consumer protection based on the contract amounts that are being performed by the landscaping business. There's language in here about putting a company on probation if they have more than three claims against them in a 12-month period. We want the board to be able to step in and help these companies work on their business practices to see if we can't stop any further consumer damage in that area. We are trying to clean up the difference between landscape business and landscape contractor. There's been a confusion about that terminology in the past. It still is there. The language is there, but there's some references that were being made to landscape contractors when they should have been made to landscaping businesses. So we're cleaning that up in the statutes. We are after ability for employees of landscaping businesses to be able to do the work of a landscape contractor when they're under the direct supervision of a licensed landscape contractor. We also made the provision for general contractors that are working under the exemption of 601-540, which allows them to do up to $3,000 worth of work on a custom-built home that allow their employees to also do that. We are changing some language from decorative vegetation to nursery stock, because decorative vegetation has some limitations to it, like planting a hedge. Is that a decorative thing, or is it a practical application? So we had some issues around that, and so we took care of that in this language. What else do we have in here? Backflow assemblies. We're changing the language from backflow device to backflow assembly, since what a landscape contractor installs on a potable water supply is an assembly. It includes two valves plus the actual device. And so we'd have statutory authority to put the device in, but we didn't have statutory authority to put the two shutoff valves on both sides of that device in, and so we made that correction, and the plumbing department was well aware of that and accepted that. We're after the ability for a landscaping business to that employs a tester, backflow tester certification through the health department to also do the repair of a backflow device. The testing qualifications, the qualifications and the examination for a tester do include all of that repair work. And so they're very, very well qualified to do that repair. And so we put that in the provision. In exchange, we gave plumbers the right to repair irrigation systems, piping on irrigation systems, and they were happy with that.
Mike, to interrupt you, but these are all existing part of the bill, right?
Exactly.
Could you talk to the reason that the continuing education was deleted?
Sure. What we had in the original bill, we had a provision for continuing education because we want to get our test that we provide to qualify people to be landscape contractors. We wanted to get that test certified, nationally certified, through a certification program. And part of that certification program was to have a recertification. So requirements to have a recertification of our existing landscape contractors. And so to make that recertification possible, we were looking for a continuing ed potential. And so it went through the House, and it went through the House committee, and it was passed through the committee. And after it got through that committee, it went to the Senate, and there was a group of landscape contractors that felt that this was not a fair provision. And they came in and force to the Senate side, and that provision was eliminated, because the bill was going to sit. And so we decided there's many more things in this bill that are important than that, and so we'll attach that some other time.
All right, thank you. Bill, would you like to speak to the rest of those amendments in there, particularly some of the land use ones?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. My name is Bill Cross, and I am here on behalf of the Oregon Landscape Contractors Association. We appreciate your time and consideration of the two basic amendments, one which would capture from another House bill the protection for employees of landscaping companies, clarification that they would be exempt from the licensure requirements so long as they're working under the supervision of a licensed landscape contractor. That is in House Bill 2097, which actually later on this morning has a hearing in budget, but because we knew this bill had been was moving forward, and the fate of 2097 being in budget committee a little less certain, we wanted the opportunity to make sure that provision got addressed by both chambers, because it's an important one for the industry to have that clarification. And the other provision was a bill that passed on the House side, 2582, which provided that if on exclusive farm use land you've got a nursery operation, you could also operate a landscaping business or a landscaping architect business out of that nursery. And this is not there again in statute. Actually, in practice, there are some nurseries who do landscaping because it's more of an annual kind of revenue base and very much linked to the nursery industry. But we found out that, in fact, it's not clear in the land use statutes that you can allow that as a conditional use. So 2582 is in Senate rules. There again, because of the agenda, the number of bills in that committee, we asked that amendment, that bill actually be drafted as an amendment. We talked to the chair of Senate Rules and to the leadership on the Senate side, who basically encouraged us to move this direction because of just the number of issues they're trying to look at before closure. So, and that provision, As Janet Atkins mentioned, LCDC, the counties, the Oregon Farm Bureau, the Oregon Association of Nurseries, all are in support of the provision.
Thank you, Bill. Any questions?
Thank you very much. I still haven't heard a specific reason for the elimination of the language that would have had the board establishing a standard of professional conduct for landscape contractors and landscaping businesses.
Chair Brown, Senator Cordley, the Association of Landscape Contractors supported those provisions, but on the Senate side, some contractors were concerned, I believe, about the economic impact of a continuing education requirement or of a code of ethics on smaller businesses that might find it more difficult to, you know, take time away from their business for continuing ed, or and I think there was some confusion maybe about the code of ethics. Was that going to include certain standards of business practices? And if so, there again, implementing standards of business practices can also, there, you know, have a fiscal impact on your operations. So I think because of questions about that, they asked the senators, I mean the committee, to amend those provisions out. We're very interested as an association in securing and working with the board to help develop some continuing education programs because of the licensure program and trying to validate the test. But that's just something we'll have to work on in the interim and maybe get some of the broader information and knowledge out there amongst the contractors.
The way I'm understanding where we are now, and it's not so much about continuing education piece, I understand where we are with that, but this profession currently has no standards of professional conduct. That's my understanding. They have no standards for professional conduct. There was an attempt to amend in some language that would have allowed the board by rule to establish standards of professional conduct. That was amended out, and so now this is a profession that has no standards of professional conduct.
Chair Brown, Senator Gordley, that's correct. I mean, the board does not have that authority, hasn't had that authority, won't have that authority if the bill goes through as is, and it's in part, there is some confusion, and the associate, I think some of the industry, some of the contractors feel the association should take the lead in developing those business practices. And in fact, the Landscape Contractors Association has recently adopted some standards that talk about, when you install sprinkler systems or soils, or different kinds of professional standards that I think some of the industry members said, let the association drive that, or not comfortable with the board doing that. And so I think in part, as I say, there's some uncertainty, and the association, I think, is comfortable driving the technical standards, and I think what the association was thinking was that the board would be establishing just some of your general business kinds of conduct as opposed to the technical. And we'd like to go back, after that piece at some point, but we obviously didn't do maybe a very good job distinguishing between the two to some of the licensees out there.
Mr. Krause, thank you for helping us clarify that for the record. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What has been the past practice with respect to licensing employees that this proposed amendment would change?
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, the CCB, which originally administered the landscape contract license provisions, and now the LCB, both have in the past interpreted the statute to not require, they have never required employees working for a landscape, a licensed landscape contractor to become licensed themselves. But earlier this session, the Landscape Contractors Board received some legal counsel from the Department of Justice that, in fact, the statute isn't clear, and that we probably should have a specific exemption so that the Landscape Contractors Board has, a statutory directive to, in fact, continue to not require that licensure. Plus, as I think Ms. Adkins pointed out, there's actually, if you look at the totality of the licensing process, there's no way for a person to become licensed, to get the experience. One of the criteria is education and or experience to qualify to sit for the examination. Well, there's no legal way to get the experience, which you have in other licensure programs, and so this would clarify that yes, you could actually get experience legally without being outside the legal requirements of the law as an employee, and then sit for the examination.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The chair would move that the House concur on the Senate amendments dated June 3rd, and that the bill be further amended with the B-10 amendments and repass the bill. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Katie, call the roll, please.
Senator Gordley.
Aye.
Representative Kitts.
Aye.
Senator Metzger.
Aye.
Senator Morris.
Aye.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Having received a majority of both houses, the bill was repassed. And we need a carriers.
Who do they carry the bill?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Representatives carry for the House. Senator Metzger, do you remember who we had carry the bill originally?
Senator Metzger's jumping.
Senator Starr. So why don't we ask Senator Bruce Starr?
Okay. Senator, we'll ask Senator Starr to carry the bill on the Senate side. And with that,
everybody needs to sign.
And we are adjourned now. Thank you.